This is Billings, KGHL. Young man, don't take anything less than the best. If you're between 17 and 29, volunteer for service with the United States Marine Corps. As a Marine, you'll enjoy travel and adventure with some of America's finest youth, plus the prestige of belonging to one of the world's most honored services. Don't delay. Volunteer tomorrow at the Marine Corps office, Room 1, Post Office Building in Billings.
Here is the latest news from the NBC Newsroom in San Francisco. Republican hopes for a Dewey-Warren landslide in November have been spurred by top-heavy Republican turnouts in two more New England states. In a Monday vote, Maine went heavily Republican. Returns from a primary contest for the governor's office in Massachusetts show the GOP outvoting the Democrats more than 4-1. And in New Hampshire, the ratio is still higher, 5-1. Tuesday primaries were held in five other states: Vermont, Michigan, Minnesota, Colorado, and Washington. In Vermont, there were no Democratic contests and the turnout was relatively light. Democrats are hoping that their showing in the Midwest and West will rival the GOP showing in New England. In the two Western contests, incumbents seem to be doing well. Colorado Senator Ed Johnson has won his Democratic race for renomination. Former state Democratic Chairman Eugene Cervey conceded when early returns indicated a Johnson landslide. In Washington State, Governor Mon Walgren has taken the lead in his bid for the Democratic renomination. In the early balloting, he boasted better than a 2-1 margin. On the Republican slate in Washington, former Governor Arthur Langley had a nearly 3-1 edge over the total for his six opponents. The labor situation in San Francisco Bay and the area is tense tonight. It is feared that there may be a recurrence of violence at the Standard Oil refinery in Richmond. At least 12 persons, including three policemen, were hospitalized in a picket line battle that raged for 2 hours this morning. During the brawl, striking CIO oil workers threw rocks and swung clubs, while police tossed tear gas bombs and grenades. Some Richmond city councilmen have mildly criticized the police for employing tear gas, but the police have been ordered out in full force tomorrow morning. And one San Francisco newspaper quotes union officials as telling pickets to be on hand again Wednesday morning with a half dozen friends apiece. The name of West Coast Longshore Union President Harry Bridges has been mentioned in connection with the oil strike violence. Reese H. Taylor of Union Oil says Bridges is trying to widen his control over strategic West Coast industries and that longshoremen played a leading role in the Richmond rioting. No Army reply has been forthcoming to a charge by striking longshoremen that the Army is engaged in strike breaking. That charge was made and union pickets were posted outside an Army employment office when Army officials began hiring longshoremen to handle Army cargo on the San Francisco waterfront. The union had previously agreed to handle the Army cargo, but insists that all hiring be done through the union hiring halls. Wednesday morning, the Army will continue trying to hire longshoremen under civil service in San Francisco and in Seattle as well. The death toll has been reduced in connection with a Korean train wreck that has claimed the lives of American soldiers. Originally, it was reported that 40 American soldiers were killed when a standing passenger train was rammed by another train south of Seoul. But the Army now says 27 GIs were killed and 60 others wounded. No names have been released so far. Other news from overseas concerns the big four powers. In Paris, the representatives of America, Great Britain, France, and Russia met far into the night but were unable to agree on disposition of Italian pre-war colonies. Unless they can find an answer sometime tomorrow, the question will go to the United Nations under the Italian peace treaty. Observers in Moscow say Soviet Foreign Minister Molotov may have held his last Kremlin talk with the Western envoys on the Berlin crisis. Speculation is based on the brevity of today's meeting, 45 minutes, and a lack of activity by the Western representatives following the meeting. The political campaigning season gets into full swing Wednesday when California Governor Earl Warren leaves on a tour of the nation to seek election as vice president on the Republican ticket. Before leaving Sacramento, Warren has cautioned the people of his state to be careful in forest areas. A number of forest fires are burning out of control in both northern and southern California. In the Southland, a fire that threatened the town of Ojai still is burning out of control. In 3 days, the blaze has destroyed 12 homes, several cabins, and more than 15,000 acres of brush and timber. Now here's what's happened in tonight's Pacific Coast League baseball games. League-leading Oakland down San Diego 6-3, and second-place San Francisco kept pace by defeating Portland 7-2. Seattle came through in the 11th inning to win an overtime game from Los Angeles 3-2. In the night's only other encounter, Sacramento overcame Hollywood 4-2. And that's the latest news from the NBC Newsroom in San Francisco. Joe Gillespie reporting. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.